Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It's that time of year again for a Conducting Conversations annual event. We have the world-famous, the classy guy, Eddie Dillon is with us. Welcome back to the show, Eddie.
Well, I'm just delighted to be here once again. Is this our 50-year reunion? I'm trying to remember.
I believe it is. I believe it's 15 years, believe it or not, that okay. Every St. Patrick's Day we've had, the Sunday before, we've had Eddie on the show. And I know a few years ago, Eddie, we had you on, and the timing worked out where it was show number 500, and you wrote a little ditty for me. That was very nice. and today is show number 708.
So 708.
A long time, and let's give our audience that's listening that might not be familiar with Eddie's past a little story. Eddie is a singer, a songwriter, I guess composer falls under songwriter category, guitar player, world-renowned musical artist, and got his start in beautiful New England, and then managed to travel around later on with the Clancy Brothers. And that's how I got to know him, by just the means of he was appearing on a show with, I think, Bobby Clancy and his son. I actually found the program. I haven't told you that, Eddie, but I actually found the program from that night about 15, 16 years ago.
Wow.
Actually, it was more than that. That night was about 25 years ago.
Wow.
And so we go back a long way. But let's bring our audience up to date. You started out as a child.
I think I did. It's all a big blur.
But in the Boston area?
Yes. Yeah, I grew up south of Boston in the town of Braintree. And moved from there down to the town of Fairhaven, which if you know where Cape Cod is, you see that arm going out for Cape Cod. We're in the armpit of Cape Cod.
I haven't heard it called that before. I think Fairhaven's a very nice spot, right there near, on the other side of New Bedford and before Mattapoisett and that whole general area, on the way to the Cape, if you're from Rhode Island anyway. So you've been, let's get a little history on guitar playing started when you were very young.
Started when I was 12, and but before that, I was writing songs, although I didn't have any instruments, but I had the bug before I even began to play an instrument. And as I progressed with my guitar playing and a number of other instruments, I just continued with my songwriting. And so songwriting has been my premier interest in music. And it's, I don't know, I really don't know how many songs I've written, but it's over 1,000.
Wow, 1,000 songs. It's always amazing to me when I speak to composers or writers how they keep them all straight in their head and where the ideas come from. Now, you've written things other than songs. You've actually put together some shows and some scripts and things like that recently too, right?
I consider myself, I guess I would have to say, a writer first, and I write in a number of different mediums, and I've written a musical, I've written two novels. I've written an autobiography, and I didn't even tell you this, but this past year I am now officially a published poet. I've been writing poetry all along, and I can actually show you. This is
Lyrics of Mature Hearts is the name of the book.
Yeah, it was published by Bob McNeil, who is out of New Jersey, and I submitted some poetry to it, and he actually took four of my poems in here, and two of the sections are named after my poems, so I was quite honored. And but that's poetry has been near and dear to my heart, written quite a few poems, and but it's all about writing and creativity, really. It's
right.
I just like to either make things or write things.
There you go. All right. Let's get to a little music. Since it's St. Patrick's Day coming up, we always ask you for some music, and tonight you're going to have some different people featured on some of these songs besides yourself. What is this first piece you have for us?
This is the High Kings performing a song called The Dacia Day. You'll hear Finbar Clancy singing this. The song Dacia Day is written by his brother-in-law, Ryland Teffy. He's from Wales. And just for your information, the Dacia is a nickname for County Waterford.
Sometimes a young man, sometimes an old man, sometimes I'm both inside a day. The breeze consoles me, the sea reminds me of all the worlds that came my way. The Dacia Day is long and easy. The commerce skies are darkening blue. But as we raise the parting glasses, I know that I'm home again with you. The ship was waiting, my brother's calling. My youth was burning like the sun. The shore was ebbing towards my leaving, just like a chapter said and done. The Dacia Day is long and easy. The Cumbria skies are darkening blue. But as we raise the parting glasses, I know that I'm home again with you. The clouds are drifting, the sky is clearing. I hear an echo of a song. A lassie going, a rover roving, a Johnner dreaming all night long. The Dacia Day is long and easy. The Cumbria skies are darkening blue. But as we raise the parting glasses, I know that I'm home again with you.
The life that I have is all that I have, and the life that I have is yours. The love that I have, of the life that I have, is yours and yours. The sleep I shall have, the rest I shall have, yet death will be but a pause for the peace of my years, and the long green grass will be yours and yours and yours.
The day she day is long and easy, the calmer skies are darkening blue. But as we raise the parting glasses, I know that I'm home again.
Well, we're definitely in the mood now with that. And one of the things you didn't do is describe what Clancy relation this is from the original Clancy Brothers.
Okay. His father is Bobby Clancy, who was one of the Clancy Brothers' brothers. But Bobby joined the Clancy Brothers band in 1969 and was with them for the next 40 years. And but anyway, Finbar is Bobby Clancy's son.
There we go. All right, that's what I was looking for. Bobby Clancy's son. And he's now singing with a group called the High Kings.
Yes, probably one of the more successful Irish bands these days. They've played all over the world. They played in Obama's White House, and I'm hoping that they're at Biden's White House. We'll see. But they've also been on the Today Show and just done very well for themselves.
Didn't they do some PBS work too?
They did PBS when they first started.
Yeah. All right. So as we go along, it's the calendar is flying by. We've gone from St. Patrick's Day to the 23rd of June. I only say that because that's the title of this next song, right?
It is. It's an Irish traditional song, and this is Bobby Clancy, Finbar Clancy, and myself singing live in performance, and I believe this was out in Chicago.
Happen on the 23rd of June, as I sat weaving all on my loom.
Happen on the 23rd of June, as I sat weaving all on my loom. I heard a thrush singing in yon bush, and the song he sang was the jug of punch. Bradley fal-de-dee, Bradley fal-de-dee, little lum-dum-dee.
What more diversion can I desire than to sit him down oh beside the fire?
What more diversion can I desire than to sit him down oh beside the fire? And in his hand a jug of punch, I and on his knee a tidy wench, Ladley fal-de-dee.
Ladley fal-de-dee, little lum-skithery-ad-de-little lum-skithery-ad-de-little little lum-dum-dee.
What more hardship can a boy endure than to sit him down oh behind the door?
And what more hardship can a boy endure than to sit him down oh behind the door? And in his hand no jug of punch, I and on his knee no tidy wench, Ladley fal-de-dee.
Ladley fal-de-dee, little lum-skithery-ad-de-little little lum-dum-dee. When I am dead and my drinking's over, I'll take one drink and I'll drink no more.
When I am dead and my drinking's over, I'll take one drink while it's to the fore. In case I mightn't get a turn that day, I will take it now and I'll drink away, Ladley fal-de-dee.
Ladley fal-de-dee-lum-skithery-ad-de-little-lum-dum-dee.
When I am dead, I end in my mould, at my head and feet leave a flown bowl.
When I am dead, I end in my mould, at my head and feet leave a flowing bowl.
And every young man who passes by, he can take a drink and remember I, Ladley fal-de-dee.
Ladley fal-de-dee-lum-skithery-ad-de-little-lum-skithery-ad-de-little-lum-dum-dee.
Hey, hey.
Eddie, am I mistaken, or was that a cappella?
It was.
That's amazing that, you know, I thought it took, I didn't know that you guys were capable of a cappella, because that's very difficult to do. Great. And that was, as you mentioned, probably recorded in Chicago, and that would have been in, what, in the 1980s, or?
Oh, no, 1997, right around
there. Oh, 97, okay. All right, so.
No, actually, I take that back. No, around, 99.
Okay, well, that's 97, 99, close enough. We know.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, it's not 100 years ago, and it, but so without paying real close attention to the lyric of that song, why is it called the 23rd of June?
You got me.
Oh,
you
got me. I thought you were going to say that was the day that the dragon came into town. Yeah. And
well, it might have something to do with the solstice, but you know, you got me.
Okay. So all right. So I didn't miss anything. All right. All right. So we have time for a song that I do understand, and it's one of my favorites. I've played other versions of this song several times on my shows, and tell us about this one before we take our first break. It's Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, right?
Yes. Yeah. And it's performed with Aoife Clancy and her boyfriend, Bill Elliott. And
so Aoife is the daughter of Bobby.
Aoife is the daughter of Bobby Clancy.
Okay.
And she's the oldest in the family, because she'll probably have my head for saying that. But she looks the
youngest.
Absolutely.
There we go. We saved ourselves there. Okay.
Yeah. Have to watch out with that one. But I met Aoife when she was 8 years old. So, and I won't even tell you the year, because then you can tell me how old she is, and I'll have my head.
Well, that was probably only about 20 years ago.
Exactly.
And Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, this is a different version that I've played in the past, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, just recorded last year, and Aoife and Bill have been going around doing some festivals and small clubs and stuff like that. So, and they're down in North Carolina now, outside of Asheville.
All right. Well, listen to Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, then take a short break and be back with more of Eddie Dillon.
Kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. When I was a young man, never been kissed, I got to thinking it over, what I had missed. I got me a girl and I kissed her, and then, but oh Lord, well, I kissed her again. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
He asked me to marry and be his sweet wife. We would be happy all of our lives. He begged and he pleaded like a natural man. So, oh Lord, I gave him my hand.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. I worked mighty hard and so did my wife, working hand in hand to make a good life. Corn in the fields and wheat in the bin was, oh Lord, the father of twins.
Oh,
kisses sweeter than wine.
Oh,
kisses sweeter than wine.
Our children number just about four. They all had sweethearts knock on the door. They all got married, didn't hesitate. It was, oh Lord, the grandmother of fate.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
Oh,
kiss is sweeter than wine.
Now we're old and ready to go. We get to thinking what happened a long time ago. We had a lot of kids and trouble and pain, but oh Lord, we do it again. Oh,
kisses sweeter than wine.
Oh,
kisses sweeter than wine.
Oh, kisses
sweeter than wine.
Eddie Dillon is a special guest on Conducting Conversations this evening in our special St. Patrick's Day show. I'm Mike Maino, and very pleased to have Eddie back again for what is probably 15 or 16 years worth of Conducting Conversation shows that we've done, and usually just before St. Patrick's Day. Now, in the past, Eddie, you've ventured away from New England for St. Patrick's Day, but then the pandemic hit, and you haven't ventured too far from Fairhaven, Massachusetts. But what about this year? Are you leaving any, going anywhere, or are you staying close to home?
I'm staying put, and I'm going to be doing a live Facebook show. It's a streaming show, probably around 6 o'clock on St. Patrick's Day. And you can find out information on my website at eddiedillon.com. And I'll have it posted there, so you can, if you want to join in, anybody's welcome. It'll be open to the public, and it's going to be a two-hour show on St. Patrick's Day at 6 o'clock.
Excellent. St. Patrick's Day, 6 o'clock, eddiedillon.com. So make sure you check that out, and you can have all the, well, not all the festivities, but you can provide your own beverage and still have the Eddie with you for St. Patrick's Day.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. In fact, you can watch me have a few libations myself.
Are you going to do that right on camera?
Absolutely.
All right. We've been talking about some music that's near and dear to your heart, and the Clancys and your association with them, Aoife and Bobby and Finbar. And let's see, we're going to go to a song that I don't think I'm familiar with called Like a Bird. Tell us about that.
Well, Like a Bird is one of my songs, and Aoife really liked it, and she joined a band called the Jammin' Divas. This is about 10, 15 years ago, and they recorded this song about 5 years ago, and the band was based in New York with Kath Buckle and a couple of other people, but it was they were touring all over the place, and they did a really great job with the song, and I wanted to include it.
All right, let's listen to Like a Bird.
One, two, three, four. Like a bird, she flies away. Got strong wings that never stay too long. Like a fool, I wait for her. Wait till spring, that's when I'm sure she is gone, my lover, long ago. And I'll see her flying and crying, my springtime lover's friend. Please return. Wing it, lady of the rose, bless my garden in your clothes of colored feathers soft and flying high. Bless my garden in your shade, in the meadows where we played, flowers soft on beds of corn and rye. And I'll see her flying, I'm crying, my springtime love has fled. Please return. I see a woman getting younger every day, an honest woman who knows how to get away. Sure of her honesty, she'll never do you wrong. I see her wings so beautiful and strong. Wishing for the words to sing to her, my lover, long ago. And I'll see her flying, I'm crying, my springtime lover's friend. Please return.
I hope the audience at home will excuse the quality of the audio because we are forced to be Zooming today. So you're hearing not the greatest audio as far as Eddie and I are concerned, but the music should sound great. So that's the important thing.
That's number one.
Right. So we got the music right. Someday we'll be able to get the technology down where we can Zoom and have that as normal radio quality that our audience is listening to on most times they listen to WCRI.
But, we'd rather hear you sing anyway.
Some guy just broke into the studio and, you know, at least he was wearing a mask. He said he'd rather hear you sing than talk, I guess. But that was Jamie Jones. He's the, you know, just because he's the president of the company, he thinks he can barge in here. Okay, let's get to this next song, which is a perfect lover. Oh, I meant to ask you, the last song, Like a Bird, and that's a song that you wrote, right?
Yes.
And you have a song on one of your CDs called Bird Sanctuary. Mm-hmm. And is there some kind of trend that we should be aware of?
Well, you know, I actually am sort of a half-baked bird watcher, so, you know, it just flows to me naturally.
Okay, all right. Well, I just wanted to check that out because we do have a bird show on WCRI called Talking Birds, and that's a favorite of a lot of listeners that airs on Saturday mornings. So I thought maybe you could, you know, I'll hook you up with Ray Brown, the host of that show, and maybe you can do some bird things together.
Well, you know, it reminds me, I'm doing a new CD, and one of the songs on it is called Sing Like Birds Do. So,
see, there's another one. There's a tie-in there. All right, let's go from the birds to lovers and tell us about this one.
This is a song when Aoife and I, we worked together as a duo, and she's performed this almost every show we did. And I thought we'd do one more Aoife singing one of my songs. And this is it's kind of a bluesy tune. And the pianist is Rob Ragusa, and a dear old friend of mine from college days. And this song was recorded about 15 years ago.
All right, we'll listen to Perfect Lover, then take a short break and be back with more.
If you want a woman who knows how to feel, who's deep as the ocean, who's stronger than steel, then you have fun a perfect lover in me. I live for emotion and I let them show. And if you can't cry, babe, then I'll let you go. For you have found a perfect lover in me.
St. Patrick's Day, everyone, and Eddie Dillon is with me. I'm Mike Maino, and Eddie Dillon is a longtime St. Patrick's Day favorite here on WCRI, and we've been listening to some songs that he's written, some songs that he has been singing in. We've been hearing stories about them, and one of the things that I want to make sure everyone understands is that Eddie is a very well-rounded writer, and we talked a little bit about the fact that he's written some shows, musicals, and some poems. He's recently been published, and all these things, all that information you can get on his website at eddiedillon.com. Check it out. You can buy some tunes for your very own self right there, as well as get information about the big St. Patrick's Day party, which is going to be at 6 o'clock on St. Patrick's Night on Facebook Live, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And they find out about, there'll be a link on your website to that?
I'll have it all posted on my on my Facebook page. I mean, on my web page.
Okay, excellent. So go to eddiedillon.com, and then you can join the Facebook party. Eddie will provide all of the adult beverage that he can drink, and then you provide your own wherever you are. That's the way things are working these days, right? Everybody brings their own bottle to these things.
Yeah.
So
BYOVB, bring your own virtual booze.
Yeah, VB. Okay, we've talked a lot about some of the songs that you've written. Here's one called "Tell That Girl." Tell That Girl.
Well, this song was written when I was touring with the Clancy Brothers, and it was actually written for Finbar Clancy and his wife, Grania, because when the two were separated, they were both really miserable. And
by separated, you mean by distance, not legally. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I'm glad you caught that. And so that's what the song is about, and it features on drums, Glenn Alexander, who's from Providence, and Tom Kennedy from the Shenanigans, who's playing tin whistle towards the end.
Cool. All right, let's give it a listen.
1, 2, 3. Finally started brokenhearted on the day the band departed on a tour of one-night stands, old hotels, loving fans. Tell that girl my heart belongs to none but you. Planes and trains, old bus stations, worn out nerve, strained relations. Patty's late, they wouldn't get up today. Bobby's saying it's the last time he'll play. Tell that girl I'm coming home, heart's as heavy as a stone. Tell that woman I've been true, my heart belongs. Train in the station, ticket for two, we'll follow these rails, just me and you, so stay with me. The wheels keep on rolling, I'm kissing you too, this heart lands forever, just me and you, so stay. love. Got a ticket to love. Got a ticket to love. Got a ticket to love.
Eddie, I don't think I have done this ever before on Conducting Conversations, but I have a request. I have your CD, as you know, and I listen to it frequently. And there's a song on there that I really like a lot. The title song of the CD is called "The Barber's Lament," and I understand that Eddie's told this story before on our show where I asked him where the name came from, and he said, "Just look at my hair, and you'll know why it was the Barber's Lament when I walked in." Is that close to the story?
That's exactly the story, yeah. The old hair is kind of thinning out these days, but it wasn't that long ago, if I let my hair grow to any length, the barbers would run the other way when I walked in the door.
All right. This is off of the CD by the same name, "The Barber's Lament" by Eddie Dillon. And instrumental only, so here we go. Thank you. Eddie, I can't thank you enough for once again coming on to Conducting Conversations and being a great guest all these years and bringing your music and your stories. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, pal. I can't wait till we can get together and raise a glass.
Raise a glass and do it live. And next time we have a show, hopefully the vocal quality of our speaking will be much easier listening for our audience than this has been. So we continue to apologize for that, but it's great to have Eddie's music on the air once again. I want to just tell you one more time, eddiedillon.com. Everything you want to know is there. Join the Facebook party, 6 o'clock on St. Patrick's Night. And Eddie, we have one more tune to go, The Parting Glass, a tradition, right?
Yep, it's a Clancy Brothers tradition, and we performed this as we toured as the Clancy Brothers, then later as the Clancys and Eddie Dillon. And this is Finbar and Bobby and I singing The Parting Glass.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you, Mike.
Oh, of all the money that e'er I spent, I have spent it in good company, and of all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. For all I've done, for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all.
Oh, of all the comrades that e'er I've had, they were sorry for my going away. And of all the sweethearts that e'er I've had, they'd wish me one more day to stay.
But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and I'll softly call. Good night and joy be with you all.
Good night to all. Thank you very much.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.